Chapter 2. Antimatter Matters. Particle physicists have won the contest for the most peculiar yet playful jargon of all the physical sciences. Where else could you find a neutral vector boson exchanged between a negative muon and a muon neutrino? Or a gluon exchange binding together a strange quark and a charmed quark? And where else can you meet squarks, photinos, and gravitinos? Alongside these seemingly countless particles with peculiar names, particle physicists must contend with a parallel universe of antiparticles, collectively known as antimatter. Despite its persistent appearance in science fiction stories, antimatter is real, and as you might suppose, it does tend to annihilate upon contact with ordinary matter. The universe reveals a peculiar romance between antiparticles and particles. They can be born together out of pure energy, and they can annihilate as they reconvert their combined mass back into energy. In 1932, the American physicist Carl David Anderson discovered the antielectron, the positively charged antimatter counterpart to the negatively charged electron. Since then, particle physicists have routinely made antiparticles of all varieties in the world's particle accelerators. But only recently have they assembled antiparticles into whole atoms. Since 1996, an international group led by Walter Uhrlert of the Institute for Nuclear Physics Research in Jülich, Germany, has created atoms of antihydrogen, in which an antielectron happily orbits an antiproton. To make these first antiatoms, the physicist used the giant particle accelerator, operated by the European Organization for Nuclear Research, better known by its French acronym, CERN, in Geneva, Switzerland. Where so many important contributions to particle physics have occurred, the physicists use a simple creation method. Make a bunch of antielectrons and a bunch of antiprotons, bring them together at a suitable temperature and density, and wait for them to combine to form atoms. During their first round of experiments, Uhrlert's team produced 9 atoms of antihydrogen. But in a world dominated by ordinary matter, life as an antimatter atom can be precarious. The antihydrogen atoms survived for less than 40 nanoseconds, 40 billionths of a second, before annihilating with ordinary atoms. The discovery of the antielectron was one of the great triumphs of theory.